Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
I got in late today. There was a horrible accident on the Waldo Grade, I think that's called. And it was a truck flipped over and emergency vehicles just everywhere. And
your fault?
Oh, no. I was stuck in the back of it.
Oh.
Yeah. My fault.
I don't know.
I take it easy.
I don't know what you're up to.
Very safe driver.
You're lunatic driving.
Not lunatic. The opposite. My kids are always like, God, you're so slow.
Yeah, sometimes you slow pokes are the ones that are causing all the trouble.
Yeah. Like how the speed limit on the highway. Well, there's nobody on there in the morning. You know, you got to go a little faster than that.
That's changing.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I always hear, you know, when I'm coming in, I'm usually on the road by 4:40 or so, and they are saying that there's already backup at the Bay Bridge when I'm listening to the traffic.
They're always talking about Tracy.
Yeah. People coming in from there. I think there's only one way out of there or something because, man, it seems like that is always backed up.
Always backed up.
And people just leave so early to try to beat it and sit in traffic when it's still dark o'clock outside.
And then it just gets worse.
I know. Worse and worse. And that, I mean, I'm sure people are totally dealing with that right now. I mean, that was not going away anytime soon. There was debris everywhere. Mm. They barely cleared off one lane and emergency vehicles couldn't even get to it. It was awful.
Bummer.
I know, super
not a
bummer.
Good way to start the day.
No, not at all. I always think about that too. You know, you see a bad accident, I'm like, oh man, was that one of our listeners? Oh man.
Think about that too. I was on Facebook this morning early and there was two listeners that we have and I recognized their names.
Yeah.
One was in an accident, showed a picture, a truck and a vehicle rammed into him. I think he was the guy in the truck. And then another listener just wrote out how scary it was today. It was a terrible accident. Mm.
Boy, it really makes your regular moaning and bitching worthless, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. I know. Like that's how that's how someone's day is going.
Yeah.
We had so much to do, and we're so lucky to even be in a position to be able to buy or sell a home, and yet, you know, we're not in a car accident.
Right.
I had a million.
What'd you have to do? Where are you at in this whole process?
I had so many things lined up, and the missus is here in town doing training at Salesforce.
So you had to do it all.
Well, I had to do a lot of it.
Mm. You make your mom do some
of it? Mom's helping a lot, but mom's also her own little project. So yesterday we got, there's a showing of our house that we live in at 6
p.m.
So we need to be out of there.
And the place needs to be clean.
Not just clean. Apparently, it needs to be another worldly clean.
Yeah, perfect.
Like Alice Brady clean or whatever
sure.
Housekeeper clean.
Seemed like their house was pretty clean, the Bradys.
So I'm vacuuming, trying to get lines all straight, walking around in sock feet so that there's
Vinny.
No... Well, we don't normally wear shoes upstairs anyway, but I'm just... And then I'm hearing from my mom who's playing with the kid but going... And don't forget to put the toilet seats down. People hate that. And I'm like, you know, I understand this. There's a whole business around staging. Mm-hmm. And they charge. You wouldn't believe what they charge, you guys.
I would believe it. I've staged a house before. And they come in, they ruin your house, and you pay them through the nose for it. You're just like, oh, this is, who would live here?
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, I get it. You're a buyer, and I'm a seller, and I want to sell.
Yeah.
And I want you to buy. But really, you can't understand there's a gum wrapper in the trash can that's down there by the toilet. That's got to come out, too.
I'm with you. I feel like people can understand that. And that if there's furniture in there, they see the furniture and they kind of picture their own. Like but I guess some people can't.
I'm walking by the trash can. I'm like, oh, that gum wrapper's got to come out of there. And I'm like, you know, and I'm yeah. full. Like, well, I'll just put that in my pocket for now.
Right.
I just got to get this place cleaned up and get out of here. And then I'm like, all right. We're going to eat out, everyone, because we're not touching, going near that kitchen.
Good Lord, no. Keep your sticky fingers to yourself, four-year-old.
So now, so I'm dealing with the mom and the four-year-old, and I'm like, all right, mom, you got your phone? She's like, yes. Pull it out. And I text her, do you want pizza, hamburgers? Because I don't want to say it in front of the kid, because as soon as she gets the choice in her head,
no.
Everybody's screwed.
You're right. Give no choices to children. Do not ask their opinion. They've got one.
I'm texting Sandy, who's her own, you know. I text her. She writes back, I like pizza. I'm like, all right. I know exactly where to go.
Nice.
You guys go get in the car. I'm going to make one run through the house, lock it up, hide the key. I didn't hide the key.
It's the first place I look.
Right. I hide the key for Peter Cook.
Yeah. Ouch. Ouch.
Hey.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
Shame.
I didn't even hit it. Anyway, I hide the key. I come out, and my mom goes, Isla wants to go to Dharma, which is health food. I love health food, but Sandy doesn't eat health food. And I don't know who even brought up Dharma. I'm like, oh, no, the pizza plant's screwed. And now I'm trying to figure out what's Sandy going to eat at the health food place?
Oh, so you did go to Dharma.
How are we going to do not?
How did Dharma come up?
Pizza place. I did, because the kid got in the car seat and associated dinner time and the car seat with...
What can you get at Dharma?
I don't think you should have left them alone. I think that was a big mistake.
I think that was your mistake. That was your misstep, Ben.
Mistake.
Yeah. Because you know how they get to talking.
You need to be listening and peering and snooping at all times.
And Sandy wants to do whatever Isla wants to do.
Sure.
Well, sure. Well, she's like, I'll eat whatever, except, you know, she's going to be all, none of this is good, but it's fine. I'll have cereal when we get home. And then, you know, the dramatics come in. She'll be on the phone with my brothers. Well, they didn't have anything at the restaurant he took me to, so I'm having cereal. Oh.
So what'd she have at Dharma's?
A salad and a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, grilled cheese.
Did that fill her up?
Actually, she was like, this is delicious grilled cheese. I wonder what cheese they use. I'm like, I don't know, Mom. Go ask. I'm in the middle of this just... swirling nightmare. And then the missus is texting me from the road because she's got to drive. So we have a signing at 7:30.
Oh, right. For your new house.
Are passing through to look. Then we've got to be back for this notary to meet us. The missus has to come from the city. And she's writing me and she's like, do you know any gas stations on 280?
What'd you say?
I'm like, what? Are you talking?
Pull over and use your
Google
app
Maps
on your
tells
phone,
you.
Right?
They tell you where all the gas stations
so
are.
So she writes me and goes, I know you tell me to get diesel before I leave town every time, but I left town without gas and I don't know where any diesel gas stations are on 280. Do you? And I'm like, I haven't driven that car for 2 years.
It seems like no
one
listens.
When you took that car from me?
Your car?
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone listen to you?
I don't know, but I was just in one of those nights last night just going, holy, and you know.
Just juggling. Luckily, you know how to juggle.
You, like, have to hold your head on so it doesn't fly off. Mm.
Did she run out of gas?
I'm texting Mom. I'm playing with these little dinosaur toys that Dharma has, which is one of the reasons that the kid wants to go there.
There's toys.
Mm-hmm. Look how fast I can run. Hey, I bit the ram. Should get on my back. All right, look. The lion has the ram. Oh, my Lord.
Then what happened?
Then we went to the signing, and that was... You know what that is. Anyone
what
who's
is
done
it?
This, it's...
Oh, so this was the closing.
Oh, yeah. For both two things.
Oh, my God. For the house you guys sold in San Jose.
For sure. Her house that she sold, and then that's funding the house that... there was a lot.
Did you have to sign over 100 pieces of paper?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I bet I did sign 100
Absolutely.
Pieces
it's a,
of paper.
It's a ream of paper. When they
mostly
that.
Initials or full signatures?
No, full signatures. And then, by the way, just so you guys know, I didn't get a chance to watch, but I was listening to it the whole time. I guess on AGT, right?
I don't know what that
America's
is.
AGT. Greatest Talent?
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, no, America's Got Talent.
America's, right.
Vincent, you have got to see this young ventriloquist girl. She
I've heard of her, yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
She is 12 and she is amazing. And I'm like, all right, that sounds great. I'll try to look that up. But there's no time for that right now. So from I'm signing papers and I can hear my mom playing it in the background in the other room for my daughter. So that was the background noise to the signing my life away was some little girl singing, I guess.
Pull it up, Bryn.
Is she drinking a glass of water while she sings or what do those ventriloquists do?
Yeah, they have all kinds of little tricks that they do. Is she, where, she's not American, right? Isn't she like a foreigner?
I don't know who this girl is.
Yeah, I've read, you know what, because you hand me that stuff from Gossip Cop, it always has like the.
Right.
But I haven't seen her perform.
Like, that's how they post after the night, after that show.
Right. Right. The whole site is filled with, you know, each individual act. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
So I look at them, and then if I'm like, oh, that's intriguing.
Darcy Lynn.
Darcy Lynn is dominating
she
with her
sounds
ventriloquist
American.
Act.
That sounds like an American name.
I don't need to see
it. I have it,
yeah. Yeah, let's see it. I would like to see that right now.
I for sure don't need to see it.
We're Facebook Live right now. We'll do it later.
Oh, we are?
We do it every last 30.
Yeah.
We do?
Through these cameras?
Through these cameras. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not ready at all.
Hi, everybody on Facebook.
Why didn't anybody tell me this?
We knew this, I think, vaguely.
Texting my agent. About this is ridiculous.
It's just when people are walking around with their phone camera, then you realize it, but we're just sitting here like we do for every break, so I didn't realize we were doing that. Why don't we just Facebook Live the whole show?
Because we have too many third-party sound effects.
So I don't play sounds as much here. Unless we know that we're able to. Like, your voices are okay. You can play something from you guys?
That whole third-party audio thing is a real bummer, I'll
tell you.
It's
weird.
It is.
Thank you. There's a lot of people who don't seem to have to worry about that, but we have to play by the rules.
We're overly cautious.
It's annoying. I hate the
So I can say, who the hell cares, but you can't play that.
Correct.
Weird.
Or, yes, go back and edit it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have to bite pistachios live into the mic right now. I cannot play those.
The sound effect. Oh!
I can do that one.
Oh, you can do that one.
Nobody has to come after me for that.
Yeah.
Let's not risk it. Okay.
Well, we actually recorded this one. So I can use that for sure.
Do it without the reverb. Let me hear that one clean.
Oh, man. Yeah. I already affected it. I got to go find the original.
No, let's hear one more time with the. Let's hear the pistachio and
the same damn time.
Yeah.
I don't like the reverb on it.
I like the nut.
I like the nut too, Vinny. I'm with you.
Right,
it's a crisper sound.
I don't know where I put that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just don't even use it.
We don't need
anymore.
A concert nut. We just want a nut.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't like the all the reverb. And all. I mean, if it's a clean, crisp, crunching sound, that's what I'm looking for.
Now we know the show started. They're complaining.
Anyway, the point is, I wasn't in a car crash, which is really the point.
Yes.
There I am. In the middle of my own swirling...
personal paper hell.
Well, I mean, so I'm sitting there. The lady knocks on the door, and the missus isn't even home yet because, you know, she's got to find gas and is driving home from
Where
the city.
Where did she
and
find it?
Who knows? Who the hell cares? You got to get gas. I'm sitting here like, oh, my God.
I'm just going to pretend I didn't see that.
Manage yourself for a minute. Leave me be.
She just thought you might know.
I don't, okay? Mm. I mean, come on.
You really do realize how few diesel gas stations there are when you're driving around in a diesel car. Mm.
It's like, it's surprising. I feel like they're at every
station.
You
feel like that because you drive a gas car, a gasoline car. But when you're driving a diesel, you're like, oh, my God, there's no green pumps. Oh, my God, there's no green pumps
there. It can be like every other one or sometimes less than that. But the fact is, if you know, then you gas up at home before you leave. And then you've got a full tank, which could take you anywhere twice.
Right.
And you're fine.
Yeah. What time did you guys finish typing paper, signing
papers?
So
this is it.
Here we go.
So, and this is every commuter knows this one. So there's a knock at the door, and I hear the garage door open at the same time. So it's the lady, notary lady, who's like, hi. I'm like, hi, welcome.
I'm the notary.
Come on in. And I tell her, grab a seat on the couch. So I don't know really what this entails until I'm reminded of it after the fact. So she sits down, and she pulls out all this stuff, but I'm not looking, and the missus comes running past me to the toilet.
Oh.
Of course.
Had to go
in her
pee.
Heels. Like, really? You got to pinch your legs? Because it's just going to come right out, huh?
Well, you got to go, you got to go.
Well, so that was that. But anyway.
She probably had to go for a long time, too.
Right. And didn't want to go at that gas station.
Well, yeah, actually, that's what's funny. So I sit down and, you know, she's right there in the main room or the main bathroom and she's going.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.